Hello, I'm Matt Baume, and welcome to The Sewers of Paris. We're on a podcast search for the entertainment that changed the lives of queer people. On tonight's episode, International Mail. My guest this week is Jesse Finley Reed, co-director and co-producer of the new documentary All Man, which dives deep into the famous or infamous catalog/magazine International Mail. If you were a curious young queer in the 90s, chances are good that you took a furtive look through the pages of International Mail, or had copies hidden in places that only you knew about. It was a source of daring, adventurous fashion and plenty of exposed male flesh. And when it comes to telling the story of the rise and eventual fall of International Mail, Jesse has a particularly personal connection, going back to his teen years and a doctor who completely changed the course of his life. We'll have that conversation in a minute, but first, you may have heard that I have a new book out. It's about the behind-the-scenes history of queer characters on American sitcoms and the role that comedy played in queer liberation and continues to play to this day. It's called Hi Honey, I'm Homo, and it's available now wherever books are sold, and I can even sign and personalize your copy before shipping it out to you. Just go to gaysitcoms.com and look for the instructions for ordering a signed copy. Also, if you're a fan of queer culture, and I'm sure you are, don't forget to swing by my YouTube channel for videos about film and TV history. That's at youtube.com/MattBaume. I just published a new video about the incredible work of Norman Lear that I think you're going to love. And you can also subscribe to my email newsletter for weekly dispatches. Join me every Sunday for live streams over on Twitch at twitch.tv/MattBaume, where I share all the amazing bits of film and TV history that I come across in my research. Big thanks to everybody who makes my work possible on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/MattBaume to support Sewers of Paris and get patron-exclusive benefits. And now, here's my conversation with Jesse. Well, this week I'm speaking with Jesse Finley Reed, one of the directors and co-producers of All Man, the International Mail Story. Jesse, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Matt. It's a real pleasure.
Yay. Well, so what is the entertainment that changed your life?
You know, that's such an interesting question. What is the entertainment? I mean, I think for the purpose of this conversation, I mean, the International Mail catalog had like this huge impact on me. I thought this thing that just started, I don't know if we'd call it entertainment, but I certainly found entertainment in it. And inside this catalog, it's sort of showed me all these men in this world that I had never really seen before. And it was real fantasy space for me, one that I could sort of learn about not only erotic desire, but also just having this curiosity about these men and who they were and what they were. It was very freeing in an odd way.
Can you describe the catalog? Because I recently had this experience where I was trying to, I was talking about your documentary and people were like, so what actually is it? And I realized like, maybe people haven't encountered the International Mail in the way that seems very ubiquitous to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think if you're from a generation that got it or knew of it, it was like a really coded thing that for many queer identified people, it was, you know, really powerful because it didn't say gay anywhere, but we wondered about all of these men. But what the International Mail catalog was, Carson Kressley said the term magalog, and it's sort of like a part catalog, mail order catalog, part magazine. And people, it's so funny when you're talking to people about it, they say the International Mail magazine or the International Mail catalog, and people switch back and forth over and over again. But what it did and why magalog is a great name for it is it sold clothes, this sort of boundary pushing men's fashion, telling stories. So it was very editorial. These men were like, you know, in Egypt, and they were seeing the pyramids, and they were out in the desert. And so as you flip through it, you got a sense of this world these men were in, these sort of fantasy worlds. I guess one reference that people might take is that there's an element of like romance novel to them. It's sort of these fantasy-like sort of Fabio characters, you know. And because of that, I think it was very intriguing. It was not like most things. At that time, most catalogs were shot in a studio, so against like a backdrop or with various props, but much more simplistic. And these were shot seemingly on location. I can tell you more about that later. But we were allowed to sort of imagine these lives in these spaces. Very James Bond in a way. An international man of mystery.
And can you describe the clothing? Because I really don't have the fashion.